We all crave a peaceful, uncomplicated life. I'm strongly drawn to a simple life. Unfortunately, I haven't always listened to my authentic self. When the world celebrates go-getters, we can easily succumb to society's peer pressure of over-scheduling our lives. I too bought into the idea that a busy, complicated life was necessary for success, believing that if I kept pushing myself harder to reach the standard of acceptance, I would then be rewarded. But as I approached 40, I had an eye-opening realization that while I was busy filling my days with tasks, time had slipped away. During the chaos of my overscheduled, frantic life, I had lost touch with what living was really about. Experiencing and savoring the simple things in life. I intentionally began to slow down, simplify, and enjoy life. Going back to a simpler life doesn't seem like a step back, but rather a step closer to a peaceful life. A simple life blooms into more inner peace, meaningful experiences, and clarity. The one thing we need more of in life is less. A low-maintenance life requires eliminating unnecessary things from our lives. These things include anything that is non-essential for our well-being. When I mindfully embark on a simpler life, I decided to take my life back and stop doing things that no longer served my well-being. By definition, low maintenance requires little work to maintain. The simpler my life becomes, the less effort is needed. Intentionally cutting out the activities, possessions, and obligations that are not essential frees up my time and energy to pursue the things that matter most. The more selective I become, the less chaotic my life is. I used to view everything as essential, but now I think that most things are non-essential. My view on life has changed, becoming simpler and less complicated. Often, I reach to the past for inspiration on living simply. How did those who came before us live uncomplicated lives? By adopting some old-fashioned lifestyles in order to slow down has been a way to savor life. I'm completely content hanging clothes out to dry on a sunny afternoon. It makes me feel connected and present when doing even the simplest chore. I may live a simple life, yet I have the most beautiful things in the world: peace, calm, and contentment. I am not my best self when I'm rushing from one thing to the next or attempting to multitask. I'm distracted and frazzled. Many times not doing any one thing particularly well. slowing down and focusing on a few tasks, I actually accomplish more while preserving my mental health. To break my habit of busyness, I simply stopped glorifying being busy. I stopped filling every moment of my day with tasks, events, and obligations, and instead prioritized slowing down. I set aside time each day to do nothing and found that in the doing of nothing, I am able to process my thoughts, self-reflect, and problem solve. Throughout time, the greatest thinkers prioritized time in the day to ponder and dream. Aristotle, Einstein, and Thoreau were all known for taking long walks. Now, I'm definitely not a great thinker or inventor, but in slowing down, I give myself time to replenish so that I show up in life the best version of myself. Walking among the ancient olive trees is a reminder that I don't need to hurry. There is a rhythm to life, and rushing it along doesn't improve our experiences. These centuries-old olive trees still give ripe olives in the fall, and the spring flowers bloom at precisely the right time. In nature, nothing is rushed, yet everything is accomplished. There is always a simplicity about the present moment. Time slows down when we pause long enough to observe it. Experiencing anything requires attention. Paying attention is the only thing needed to be present in the moment. Each moment is an opportunity to live simply. One reason why I love to bake is because it forces me to slow down and be present. If I'm lost in my thoughts, I'm usually not paying attention and then will make a mistake when I'm baking. No matter how many other things I have on my mind, baking cannot be rushed. Baking has become a method to slow down and be in the moment. In fact, when I'm feeling overwhelmed, I usually pull out my mixing bowl to calm myself. The subtle dance of measuring and stirring is a form of meditation. Honing in on the task at hand, my busy, chattering mind begins to quiet. I hope that these simple things are what I will love forever about life. This way, I will be truly content regardless of where I live or what I own. Thank you so much for joining me today. Have a beautiful day, my friends.